This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Baruchim Habayim. Welcome everyone. We continue Mishnah Yomis. We're learning Maseches Nazir. Perek Vav Mishnah Ches. And Tess. Rav Shem Gamliel says, Hevi Shalish Behemais. He brings three Behemais for the Karbonos of his Nazirus. V'loy Peresh. If he didn't explain and clarify which Karbon which was for the chatas, for the oilam, for the shalmim, haruya lechatas, tikrav chatas. The animal that was fit for chatas, that is, the kivsa, should be brought for the chatas. La'ayla, the animal that's fit for the oila, tikrav oila, should be brought for the oila. Namely, the keva should be brought for the oila. La shalmim, tikrav shalmim. The ayol should be brought for the shalmim. Hayanoitel sa'ar roish nizrei, after he cuts his hair, he takes the hair and he puts on it from the sauce of the shlamim that they cooked in the lishkas hanazirim umeshaleach tachas hadud, and they burnt it under the spigot of the shlamim v'mgilach ba'medina, and if they shaved in, if he cut his hair outside the Beis HaMikdash, umeshaleach tachas hadud, he would send his hair to the Mikdash and burn it under the spigot of the shlamim ba'med v'amurim. When do we say the Nazir sends his hair? B'teglachas hatara, that's when he cuts his hair after he's mashlim the Nazirus b'tahara, aval b'teglachas hatuma. But after he cuts his hair for becoming tamei, lohei mishalech tachas hadud, he did not send the hair to be burnt under the shlamim. Rameir oimer, Rameir says hakol mishachan tachas hadud. All situations, he would send it to be burnt under the dud of the shlamim. Mishnah test, hay mevashel sashlamim. If he was cooking the shlamim, ay shulkan, or cooking it a lot, hakoyin noitel says rabbi shalman ayal. The kayin would take the cooked arm from the aisle, besides the chaz of a shayk that he took before the bishul. He takes the zroya that is cooked from the basar, the chalas matzah achas min asal, and one chalas matzah from the basket, or a kik matzah achar, one matzah cracker. For noisin, he would put everything al kapi hanozer on the palms of the nozer uminifan and wave it. He would wave it. V'achar kach, and after this, hutar ha'nozer l'shtois yayin, the nozer was allowed to drink wine. V'li tami l'mesim, and become tami to mesim. Rabbi Shimon says, kivan shenizrak olav echad min adamim, once it's sprinkled on him one of the bloods, hutar ha'nozer l'shtois b'yayin, the nozer is allowed to drink the wine, v'li tami l'mesim, and to become tami to mesim. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.